It seems a bit much.
Wow.
Excessive. All I know is coffee and honey is actually really good. You wouldn't think so, but there's a lot of that. There's a lot of Armenians.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
There's a lot of Armenians in our store that racist. Get it. They're like, can I get a venti and four honeys? I'm like, I guess. But I actually tried it once. It's actually really good. It just is like a creamier sweetness to it.
Yeah.
It's a bit good.
I just can't drink coffee.
I love coffee.
I can't drink straight coffee. I can drink gay coffee. Winks!
Is that like,
I don't know what that means.
It means you drink it out of someone's butt.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. Like, so we're making you hungry. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Sabbath!
Okay, big fatty.
I need to pull a long shot.
Whoa.
Ew. 30 second shot.
Oh, wow.
We're,
It's not just ruined, it's me. Big Fatty online.
It's actually really good. It just is like a creamier sweetness to it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 528 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 10th of February, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is continuing VD week, and y'all, we have a huge announcement that is going to be made today.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day? Suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can never tell, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is on his way to the Hara Hotel in Augusta right now, and I will be there through Monday morning, the 15th of February. And y'all, but don't fear not, because Big Fatty is going to make the time to get out a Thursday and a Friday show and a Monday show also. So you will not be without. You know, it was an extra podcast last Sunday during the Booper Soul. That was the kickoff of year three. That was an extra one. That does not replace one of the other ones this week, but you also aren't going to get one a Sunday show this year. But Friday, enough is enough. We just about y'all. I want to just give you a quick little update on Larry Klein's mother. Evidently, she broke the ball in the socket of her shoulder, and so she is having to go to the orthopedic surgeon, and they're evidently going to have to do some sort of surgery on Friday! And so anyway, we are sending her best wishes. Dear Gussie, why am I so sleepy all of a sudden? I know why. Y'all, it's because this snowflake microphone is right in front of me. And y'all, they just had on the CBS Evening News with that Catherine Couric. And they had a live shot from the White House, which is not a racist place, by the way. Anyway, y'all, the snow is coming down like there is no tamari. But y'all, there is a tamari. And several of the people that are coming to the horror weekend are coming from the Washington, D.C. area. And y'all, from what I understand, they may be coming early. Just to, we cannot miss Big Friday's horror event. What was that? Oh, that was shrimp and grits, y'all. I had shrimp and grits for lunch, and it was delicious. Just delicious. And, I am sending out best wishes to everybody up in the snowy areas. And, I know there are many of you that listen to the BFO up there. And by many of you, I can think of two. But, the snow is just becoming debilitating. It is debilitating snow. Big Friday, is that gonna be the title of today's show? Yes. How do you spell debilitating? No, it's not gonna be debilitating snow because that's too hard to spell. Ah, Big Friday, you're taking the easy way out. You're supposed to be challenged by all this. Well, y'all, I am a little challenged. But but mainly I am challenged when I walk through my building. But and that won't mean anything to anybody but the NEP. And y'all, by the way, I spoke to the NEP, and y'all, he's behind. He's already behind on the podcast. So, you know, so much for that. Dear Gussie. You know, I think I'm just going to stop this right here. And just go right to, I've got two voice letters to play for you today. And y'all, before I get to that, y'all, just before I went on the air here, I received an e-letter. And y'all, it says, "Yo podcast is featured at Zune.net. Y'all, I did not request this, I do not believe. And if I did, clearly I was drunk. But it says, "Dear Big Fatty, did you know that your podcast is now featured on Zune.net, available to hundreds of visitors? We are pleased to include your content in our catalog. Both our visitors and your established audience will be able to more easily find your designated page on Zune.net if you link to Zune Marketplace, where past episodes can be downloaded and visitors can subscribe to new ones. We look forward to working with you to satisfy the entertainment and information needs of Zune.net visitors. Welcome to the Zune Podcasters community, the Zune Podcast team." And, y'all, I clicked on the special page, and y'all, all they've done is gone over and steal everything out of the iTurds. It is Big Fatty's logo, and y'all, they took exactly the words out of the out of the iPods, and y'all, Big Fatty is listed under the genre of entertainment/comedy. And I know, I am hearing one particular voice in the area of Woodland Hills that is laughing out loud, maybe even guffawing, because, you know, guffawing, that Big Fatty would be listed under entertainment/comedy. But y'all, the key words here are all entertainment, comedy, everything else, games, movies, news, humor, radio, and TV. And y'all, I just find it interesting that's where they've got Big Fatty listed. So anyway, y'all, if you use a Zune, let Big Fatty know, because I don't think I know a single person that has a Zune. Maybe Norman, the Zune, Norman. That was Katherine Hepburn, by the way. But, y'all, I got several comments about my comments about the cockles of your heart, and Trucker Alex sent me something that says, where did the term piss poor come from? And y'all, I'd like to just share with you this little history lesson. They say, they used to use urine to tan animal skins, so families used to pee in a pot, and then once a day it was taken and sold to the tannery. If you had to do this to survive, you were piss poor. So anyway, but worse than that were the really poor folks who couldn't even afford to buy a pot. They didn't have a pot to piss in and were the lowest of the low. So the next time you are washing your hands and complain because the water temperature isn't just how you like it, think about how things used to be. Okay? So there you go. And y'all, it's all this other stuff about brides used to carry a bouquet of flowers to hide the body stench. Y'all, they need to carry more bouquets of flowers because there is plenty of still stench coming off of the lady part. So, Big Freddy, will you play those voice letters? Please, for the love of God, move this thing along.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Big Fatty, this is Moose P here in North Carolina. I just found out a little while ago that I was the number one fan. I'm just thrilled as can be. This is the best thing I have ever won. I just can't believe it. I'm just speechless here. Anyway, I'm going to be honored to be your number one fan for this year. Thank you a lot, Big Fatty.
Bye. Y'all, I'm telling you, Bill in St. Louis as the number one fan in 2009, and Moose, the number one fan in 2010. Y'all, I think we have a winning combination there. Those shoes, Bill's shoes, are going to be filled quite nicely by Moose up there. And y'all, you know, he is good friends with Buddy Rabbit. And y'all, He wrote me a little note when he sent me his address, because, you know, there's a prize package that goes along with being the number one fan. He says, thanks, Big Fatty. This is just wonderful. My friends call me Moose and have since college. Sorry, I was late hearing the Sunday big announcement. I had a stomach virus. Well, y'all, right there, that qualifies him quite well, you know. Oh, I have a stomach virus, and I was unable to listen to Big Fatty. So I spent Sunday afternoon and evening praying to the porcelain god. Y'all, and Big Fatty has prayed to the porcelain god also here. But y'all, it got even worse. He had to go to the emergency room, and he got two bags of IV fluid. Oh, dear gushy. He says, listen to the show sometime Monday morning, but he was so out of it that he wasn't even sure if it was real or not. Y'all, this is podcasting gold. This is gold. And y'all, so he had to listen again that evening to see if he was hallucinating. And y'all, who else but the number one fan of the BFO would be excited and not be hallucinating? It would have just been my luck to accept the win and not have won at all. And y'all, he says, if you're ever up this way, we have a Tangeray waiting for you. Y'all, I think that's just one of the nicest e-letters Big Fatty's gotten, and a very nice voice letter. But now, y'all, you're going to have to sit down. Just sit down right now, because y'all, the very important announcement that I mentioned at the top of the show is about to be revealed in a phone call that has just come in from Jeremiah.
Big Fatty, it's Jeremiah. I was calling to tell you how honored I was to be part of the big game show with you. It was just wonderful to be on such a prestigious, most listened to show of the year. I was going to make the announcement on your show of all the shows instead of the Big Ricky show. Big Fatty, speaking of Big Ricky, you should go see the horror photo that Big Ricky has on his Facebook profile. He's new. Big Fatty is Lord Jesus. You would think they would delete the account. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, after feeling much pressure from my public, I now understand the trials and tribulations of Vera. Anyway, I have formed an exploratory committee to look into starting a little show, a podcast. I have just come from meeting with the Genius Bar at the Apple Store as to what it would entail as to start a podcast. So, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be exploring that to see if that's going to be a viable option for me. And should it be, I will make a formal announcement on the Big Fatty Show as to the details of such a venture. So, and Big Fatty, the governor of your state, South Carolina, why is his crazy ex-wife going on a press tour telling everybody about her sorry husband that's hacking the girl from Ipanema or wherever she is from? I mean, she is on every talk show that will have her to talk. It's not proper. A southern lady would not do such a thing. She would not go and air her laundry like that with Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, it wouldn't have been that long ago that Whoopi would have been cleaning the governor's mansion, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I was just wondering if y'all gonna get rid of them people or not, because they are just an embarrassment to that state. I mean, they don't have any dignity or decorum or reason about them, apparently. They just tacky folks. I bet they Baptist. All right,
now, y'all, before we talk about Jeremiah possibly starting his own podcast, which, y'all, I know many of you have said, Big Fatty, you've got to get Jeremiah to do his own podcast. And, y'all, he hears these things. He knows there's a public out there. But, y'all, I have not. I do not use the MyFace or the Spacebook, and so I do not know what this picture is that Jeremiah is referring to on the MyFace or the Spacebook. I don't remember which one it was, but y'all, it was evidently some sort of horror picture. And y'all, if you have access to that, please send Big Fatty a copy of that. Maybe my grandson will do that for me, because you know I don't know how to use that My Face of the Spacebook. But y'all, one thing I'm going to ask you to do, if you are truly interested in Jeremiah starting his own podcast, I am going to accept phone calls through next week of people sending out requests and words of encouragement to Jeremiah, and we will have a special week. It will be, we'll call it the Jeremiah Olympics next week, where we will all just root for Jeremiah to come home with the gold. The gold, I say, the gold.
It's actually really good. It just has like a creamier sweetness to it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.